Welcome back to another episode of the Rum Runners Podcast.
On to the next one.
On to the next one.
On to the next one. On to the last one.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, do an actual countdown. Count in German.
Oh, no.
Good job.
I don't know German. Spec.
What?
Spec. Isn't that German bologna?
I don't know what German. German bologna is German bologna. Tell me
first. No, wait. Spec is Spanish ham or something.
I don't know.
Empirical.
Okay, empirical ham?
There was a miracle ham at Wegmans, and I was like, this is $24. I kind of want it, but it's like literally like you can count how many pieces are in it. It's not enough to be $24.
Is it less than 24 pieces?
It's like seven.
It's seven?
If it's more than a dollar per slice of ham.
And it's way more than that.
You're gonna pay a dollar a slice of meat?
It's good meat.
Thin slice, deli slice, and ham.
It's $1. That means you need like eight of them. You can't use the thin slice.
Yeah, it's really
$10 now.
It's very, very good ham.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7.
Will you count down? I just thought you were. Are you showing off? You're counting.
Oh yeah, you think I could make it only?
We walk out. He still hasn't taken a breath.
He just fucking passes out.
Numbers go both ways. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. -1, -2.
You're like all the infinite numbers between 1 and 0.
When I say dildo, you say, welcome back to another episode of the Rumorous Podcast.
I'm going to walk out. I'm going to keep laughing.
Dildo. Welcome back to another episode of the Rumorous Podcast.
I'm Jared.
I'm Kyle.
I'm confused also, but welcome back to another week.
We haven't done that in a while. Is that copyrighted? Can we? Is that from something?
I think we can still do the welcome back thing. I don't remember who did the music. We'll reach out. We'll reach out. We know them personally. Like they're a friend. But we're back to read all the weirdest and funniest news from all over the internet.
Steve reads clickbait, so Steve can have to.
We don't have anybody named Steve that works here yet.
Sometimes I'm Steve. Depends on the show.
Yeah, not this one, though. You steal Kyle.
I steal Kyle?
You steal Kyle.
Steal Kyle. I'm Steel Kyle. I'm an X-Man. I made out of steel. Steel Man. Steel Kyle.
Steel Kyle.
I like this. Someone can draw a picture of me as Steel.
You're an artist.
I draw cartoon monsters with dicks. Jared.
You're asking people that hear your voice and can see a faded picture of you to draw you as Steel.
I draw cartoon monsters with dicks.
So do you want just like a photorealistic picture where your skin is like
No, I want someone to draw silvery? Me based off my voice without having any idea what as I look like with steel skin.
And people are like, just like, you look like an 83-year-old Asian man.
You look like a very overweight 30-year-old man. That is inaccurate. That is not exactly what I look like.
You're like, I am a pretty overweight man. Oh, man. All right, on to the first one.
Shut your fucking mouth.
I was in Colorado, everybody.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
You don't even know what Colorado is. It's not a place. It's imaginary.
It's a mindset.
Let's talk about that thing you were almost a part of. Nah, I probably shouldn't. No. Actually, well, I mean, that's in the news.
It is in the news. There was a shooting. It was sad. That's not funny, so I can't really talk about it. There was also a fire and snow.
Also sad.
Yeah. I mean, no one died in the fire,
every
though.
Kind of travesty happened while we were there.
Like right before I was about to leave. It was crazy.
There was a blizzard while the town was on fire.
It put out the fire.
And running around a mall.
And like 100-mile-an-hour winds. Like, that's why the fire spread so fast. It's crazy. Colorado's a crazy, place.
The snow's what put out the fire?
The snow is what helped put out the fire.
No way.
Yeah.
You can't freeze fire.
They got 10 inches of snow, man.
10 inches of snow versus 8 feet of fire. fire wins.
No, because if you turn the snow into water, you know, every inch of snow is like a foot of water.
But fire turns water to steam.
So that's 10 feet
and
of water.
Steam can be set on fire. I think that's a true fact.
Smoke can be set on fire, not steam. Steam is water.
I think you can set steam
on fire. I don't think you can set water on fire unless there's another accelerant involved.
If you're an astrophysicist, can you tell me if you can set steam on fire?
I don't think you can set water on fire.
I think you can set steam on fire. Do you know steam is a gas.
Do you know what's inside of water?
Gas.
Fish.
Oxygen.
Scientists in Israel train goldfish to drive on land.
And you know what? Where was it that won't let you drive a car on water? That's messed up. People can't drive on water, but fish can drive on land.
Oh, wait, no. It was in the channel, the Dutch channel.
Yeah, in the Dutch land, because once again, I always forget that Holland's the place.
That's what it is.
Why you got to make it so different?
Dutch and Holland?
You're not allowed to use your car as a boat.
Yeah, but these fish can drive. Also, I think we're doing too many things to fish. Like, we're giving them meth. We're teaching them how to drive. There's too much stuff.
Oh no! If these
fish are
going
to take over the world,
if these fish meet the meth fish of Russia,
they can drive there. They can drive to Russia from Israel and get the meth and teach them how to drive. They'd be super efficient at driving. They'd be very good at it.
So many DUIs,
DWIs. I think when you're on meth, is it DUI or DWI when you're on meth?
Driving under the influence and driving while intoxicated mean the same thing.
I don't know. Then why do they have two different ones?
Why do we have different kinds of fish?
Should it be DWAF or DWHAF? Driving while high as fuck? Yeah. Okay. A team of scientists in Israel built a fish-operated vehicle and taught six goldfish to drive on land. Like each, or at, like it needed them at the same time. Overall, this study suggests that fish can learn to control a vehicle and use simple navigation strategies to successfully perform a task.
Why would you? Is this the combat robots?
Like, this is AI, the next,
AI builds robots that run over police officers.
This is the
fish
next
will
step.
Run over police officers.
Terminator was actually wrong. What it's going to be is not going to be AI. It's going to be giant robot suits with fish bowls.
I'm right, right? Like recently a Tesla like ran into a cop car or something, right?
Yeah. It's always running into cop cars and
it's
people.
Not always. Sometimes it's running into other robots because you can't let the other ones get up.
Very true. It only runs into robots that aren't Tesla. But do you know what this is? This is Umbrella Academy. That one guy was a goldfish, and he was piloting a robot human body. That's the next logical step. No, that's what they're trying to do.
The next step is, have you seen Inside Job? It's going to be a dolphin man.
No. Johnny Mnemonic?
No. There's an Dolphin Man. That was a dolphin. That was just a dolphin. A really smart dolphin.
Just a psychic dolphin.
It was a hackered psychic dolphin.
Anybody who's not seen Johnny Mnemonic is like, wait, what? Spoilers, I guess.
Keanu Reeves brings a megabyte of data to a psychic dolphin in a giant green
so
fish tank.
So much data. How can we ever store this 1 megabyte?
Dolphin protected by iced tea. Iced tea's in there, right?
I think so, yeah.
There's just so many things in that movie.
That movie's so ridiculous in every way, shape, or form. The researchers from Ben Gurion University of Negev wrote in a paper published this month in the journal Behavioral Brain Research, their fish-operated vehicle, or FOV for short, consists of a plexiglass water tank outfitted with 4 motorized wheels, as well as a camera to track the fish's movements, a computer in LiDAR technology to detect the FOV's location. The vehicle was designed to detect the fish's position in the water tank and react by activating the wheels such that the vehicle moved in a specific direction according to the fish's position. The researchers from the university's life science biomedical...
This is fake. Someone had a remote control and they put fish. There's no way the fish are actually doing it, though.
Like,
fish just swim around in circles in their tank looking for a way out.
Yo, this fish is straight up just like, yep, this is where I'm going. This is where I'm going. Going over here.
I want to see it make 4 left turns, and then that'll prove it can do it.
Also, so they're basically just saying this fish figured out that the direction that it swims changes its view, I guess. That has to be the only explanation. Because you can't just show fish like a fish food and just be like, oh, come get to the fish food. Come get to the fish food.
Was it proven that the whole goldfish can't remember thing was fake.
Yeah, yeah. They actually have like their memory lasts like a couple of days. Like you can actually teach them like some pretty complicated stuff.
They can do mazes and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Still not as smart as rats.
No, they're not. I know you love your rats.
I love my rats. All I do is walk up to the tank and I go, and then they want food from me and they'll bite my fingers if I don't have any.
Yeah, and they take my the French fries that I give them. After becoming accustomed to their new ride environment. I feed my rats
terrible food.
He does. PETA, don't come after us. Fish eventually learned to navigate towards a pink target in a 3x4 meter room, which would earn them a food pellet reward. Also, it was for food. The fish became progressively more proficient on the task.
Yo, that's how you kill fish. Because if that fish is like really like associating that food, fish eat until they're dead.
They're dead, yeah. Especially goldfish. Goldfish are big.
They don't think about dumb the whole devourers. Not needing it.
Goldfish are terrible in every way if you really think about it. Because like if you release one into anywhere on Earth, where do goldfish come from?
Puddles.
Like where are goldfish not an invasive species?
I don't know. I was wrong about puddles. That's betta fish. Betta fish live in puddles.
They live in puddles?
Yeah.
Like in Japan?
That's why you can put them in like a little like tiny bowl little
tiny bit
table.
Of water?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's puddles or it's like pools?
Like puddles. They can live in puddles.
I mean, they can live in puddles, but that's not where they're from.
They're from puddles.
They're from puddles.
every time it rains in betta fish land,
betta fish fall from the born. Sky and they just live in the puddles.
So what happens is like betta fish will spread their seed and then it'll be in the rain. And when the rain takes it goes up and it gets fertilized in the cloud.
Are you saying? I was going to say. At first I thought you were going to say that betta fish lived in clouds.
Can you imagine if that was a real way to reproduce? That'd be amazing. You just have to jerk off into water and wait for it to evaporate, and then it'll mix up with eggs that were dropped off the water, and then it rains down fertilized eggs.
If human beings reproduce that
I
way.
I wish this is how things work. Then we could really blame the stork for stuff if he fell out of the sky.
Well, one, imagine how terrifying that would be if it didn't rain for a while and some of the babies were born up there.
Well, not born, but like got to like a little bit more maturity.
Yeah, and then it started raining partially developed fetuses from the sky. That's a winter, not winter, that's a weather advisory.
It's a winter wonderland. It's raining babies.
Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow, I see tons of dead babies.
Jared, you now have to add this to one of the planets in your game you're making.
Oh my God. Where there's a dead babies, or that there's a species that reproduces that way.
Yes,
I kind of like the raining dead babies thing, though.
The first part for yes, but then that there are sometimes occasions.
That's
in which
what happens when it storms. Like if there's a storm, just dead, partially developed babies rain.
This is the greatest thing I've ever invented.
Okay, I'm glad that you came up with it.
I should be a physicist.
I don't think so. The fish improved in terms of the total number of food pellet rewards during the session and the direct routes to the target. The scientists then upped the ante.
This
by
is
changing
fake.
The
There's
start
no
position.
Way this is real. There's,
yeah.
Someone has a remote control. There's no way these fish. Like, the whole tank is moving. Like, they're just aware that they're in a confined space. There's no way they think they're leaving it.
Well, maybe they're just like, hey, I like it over there. And I want to go over there because I like the
big
window.
Butts and a can.
Yes, everyone knows that goldfish love that thick bottom. They love fat bottom girls like Queen.
What?
You don't know music, uncultured swine.
I know bad music.
You are a dick. moving the pink target around, which goldfish kept driving towards to get their tasty treat. The researchers trained 6 goldfish to drive, albeit one at a time. You know what? Put them all in there.
See how fast they can go.
And put 6 different targets and see which one's the strongest.
In fact, see, you know it's fake because if it wasn't fake, by now they would already have races posted.
Yo,
it'd be the
yes.
second thing I did once I realized they could do it. I'd be like, now they race.
Yeah, you just put a pink target at both ends.
The winner
and
gets
just
2 food pellets.
Yeah, and the loser gets flushed.
Yeah.
gets flushed down the toilet.
We just get rid of that one.
What the fuck? Okay, let's see here. The researchers trained 6 goldfish one at a time, which means no FOV in the HOV. What? In the hove?
Like, it sounded like you were starting to like 1990 rap.
Yeah, it's Jay-Z no wrote
H-O-V
this.
No, H-O-V.
There's no F-O-V in H-O-V. Hova, hova. And far from being a fishy Ferrari, the F-O-V jerkily travels at speeds of just over 1.5 kilometers an hour. If you want to build your own.
Is that a lot?
You can build your own?
Is that a lot?
1.5 kilometers an hour?
If you know how fast 1.5 kilometers an hour is, email us at...
There's so much more
Jared
to this.
JaredIsSexy@JaredIsSexy.com.
You know what? I'll make that. I don't really care about the rest of it.
Jared, we are the hard-hitting news source people come to when they need to know the facts.
Okay. Just for you people. Previous cute experiments show dogs and rats. I thought that said cats. Rats. See, rats.
You can't train cats. That's why. True. Cats are they're trainable, but the one thing is they're also spiteful, which is why you cannot punish a cat if it does something wrong, because then it'll go, fuck you, doing it again.
Yeah, I'm
going to
do it
again.
That
one time that cat shit on my feet while I was sleeping because I hated it.
I forgot that that cat hated you
so
much.
That cat made a choice. There's no way that was easier for it to do.
Yeah. Was it perfectly balanced on your foot?
I don't know, man. I was mad. Didn't pay attention to the placement.
It kicked it off right away.
It's not like it sculpted it.
They also operated custom cars. The team from Ben Gurion University of the Negev acknowledged they weren't the first to create a fish-operated vehicle either. How many people are fucking doing this?
The Dutch did it.
The Netherlands in 2014 also did it. The difference here is that building on previous work, the scientists in Israel taught their goldfish to repeatedly drive towards a target as a means of testing another species' ability to navigate alien terrain. We're sending fish to space. That's what this means.
See, everybody's worried that robots are going to become sentient, but here we are trying to teach fish how to run cars.
Yo, we're literally trying to just make everything on this planet take over for us after we kill ourselves.
I thought everybody was aware that dolphins were going to be the thing that killed us.
Dolphins aren't going to be the thing that kills us. They're just going to be the thing that outlives us.
Was it Futurama when the dolphins rose out of the sea and attacked?
Yeah. Dolphins are smart enough to tell stories, so they would, like, dolphins will outlive
us. Oh, yeah, that's the smartest things dolphins do, is tell stories. They tell stories, they pass down stories. It's not the part where they can form gangs and violently abuse baby dolphins.
You know what?
Gangs, as a team.
I speak for everyone from the inner city.
Organized
gangs
crime
aren't
is
smart.
Very...
Reading is smart. And telling stories is smart.
How are gangs not smart? Look at what the mafia did. They made billions of dollars under the government's nose. And it took like somebody doing something dumb to get caught for them to actually finally break that up.
Are you insinuating that there's a dolphin mafia? There's an organized like hierarchy of dolphin mafiosos?
I guess, but I was also just mostly insinuating that crime isn't stupid, that being stopped from doing something only because of taxes is stupid.
You know what? Based off of what you're saying right now, the dolphin mafiosos,
we need a tax dolphins.
I now believe that this study was headed up by dolphins, and they're just training future wheelmen.
Listen, dolphins have killed people.
Dolphins have killed people. I'm not arguing with
you.
No,
no, no. Not red killed. Dolphins have been used in war.
Yeah.
They're soldiers.
Yeah, they're used to check
or
clear mines, which
soldiers,
is fucked up.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they were just used as bombs.
They were used as bombs and to disarm bombs. And by disarm bombs, I mean set them off.
We need to attach laser beams to the dolphins.
We've been working on that. I mean, there was the laser beams with sharks, right? Or was it sea bass or carps? Sharks with freaking laser beams on their heads, and they were only able to get sea bass.
What?
Yeah, we had sea bass with laser beams. What? 100% reels during the Reagan era.
No.
It's part of Star Wars.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, that was when Star Wars was real.
Yeah.
That was Nixon.
Was Star Wars during Nixon or...
We are political scientists, and these are all facts.
We are 100% correct.
Facts of History Corner.
Laser sea bass during the Reagan era, Nixon. Which was also during the Nixon era.
No, Nixon it was did during Star both Wars. Of
George Lucas did Star Wars. On to the next one. I'm done with this so hard. I thought that it was going to be weirder, but it was really just people training fish. Paraguay president's deer kills soldier.
It had to have been Nixon.
Why did you just save that for now?
No, it had to have been Nixon because he was after JFK, and JFK was during the Cold War.
Oh, okay. Your logic is sound. I'm going to repeat. Paraguay.
When was Reagan president?
Oh, my God. 1973.
No, he wasn't. That's after Nixon. If you know when
Reagan was after Nixon, wasn't he?
If you know when Reagan was president, please email us at rumrunners@gmail.com and tell Jared he's wrong.
Or tell Kyle that he doesn't
also
listen.
Since we're talking about this time period, if you were a member of MK Ultra, tell us your story and email it to darkrumstories@gmail.com.
If we get anybody from MK Ultra to email us, one, that would it would blow my fucking mind that someone that was in MK Ultra is a fan of this show. In particular, this show. Out of everything we put out,
we tell the most truthful news out there.
True, like Paraguay's president's deer kills soldier.
Good. He like his own deer, like his pet deer.
It's his deer. I'm going to repeat this for the fifth time. Paraguay president's deer kills soldier.
But they have fresh bread.
Oh, it does say fresh bread. I'm sorry. I was going to call you stupid.
That Bumpy's bread.
Not a sponsor yet. Hit us up, Bumble's Bakery.
Was it Bumble's? I thought it was Bumpy's.
It's Brumbies.
Brumbies.
Hit us up, Brumbies. A Paraguayan. I've never said that word before. Paraguayan. Paraguayan.
It's Paraguayan.
It's Paraguayan.
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 You got to roll your Y's.
Oh, yeah. Paraguayan. That's what it is. Military officer has died after. Well, maybe we should have been making so many jokes in that sentence. After being attacked by a deer that ran an antler through his chest. Holy shit. It didn't even eviscerate him. It just stabbed him. While he was serving in a security detail at the presidential residence in the capital, Asunción. Officials say infantry assistant Sergeant Victor Isazi Flecha.
Why did you yell at yourself not to laugh?
You laughed, bastard.
To be fair, my face wasn't at the microphone. Yours was. You were heard laughing and you said don't laugh.
That's because you're a bitch.
I'm going to...
He was 42. He died, Kyle. Oh, don't laugh. On Monday night as a result of piercing injuries caused by the animal. According to a statement from the military forces of the South American country, the deer was an Axis deer from India, which had been donated to the presidential residence.
Was India a part of the Axis powers?
Right? Is this a declaration of war? Might have been.
Because I forgot Hitler totally was like super into like Middle Eastern stuff.
Well, yeah, that's why they have the swastika and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's a bastardization of that, and they weren't white, so I don't think Hitler would have been super cool with it.
I don't know, he was still
it.
Trying to be friends with them. I mean, they were friends with like the Persians and stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know, because that was how the first one happened.
Yeah, yeah. But, so the deer was a member of the Axis of Power from India.
I still don't think that's true, but...
And it was donated to the presidential residence as a sleeper agent, and the director of wildlife at the Ministry of the Environment, Frederick Bauer... Well, that's a really normal name. Is he not Paraguayan?
Is that a whole title, Director of Wildlife at the Military of...
Ministry.
Ministry of the Environment?
Yeah.
That's so much.
His cards must be insane.
That's such a long title.
There's indentation probably for his card.
It's like it's not even like a whole sentence either. It's like kind of a sentence.
It's kind of a sentence. Is it the director of military at the Ministry of the Environment? I don't know. That takes really
Ministry
long.
Ministry of at the Environment.
What would that be? DWME. DWME. That's probably what he uses. Probably says DWME with a period in between each. You don't need the of, at the, of the. That's just unnecessary conjugation.
There's six does in it.
There is one, two, three. There's three. Times infantry two. Spokesman Victor Urdapaleta told Reuters that closed circuit cameras captured the moment when the soldier approached the deer and he was attacked. He was declared dead in a military hospital. Urdapaleta said that there was no history of similar attacks by animals routinely kept in the presidential residence, which have included ostriches and ponies. Ponies attack fucking everybody.
No, see, ostriches have never gored anybody with their antlers, so clearly the deer is safe.
Yeah, clearly.
It's the same.
And ponies have never stabbed anybody before, so same. The deer would be safe.
Pretty sure I watched a movie where a pony had a horn and it gored somebody and it was a unicorn.
Wait, it says in previous administrations. Does every president just pick an animal to be like their symbol?
What is this? Like fucking Game of Thrones?
Like what the fuck? Is the Paraguayan flag currently have an like a deer with bloody horns and says like don't fuck with me in Latin?
He's Robert
Baratheon.
Baratheon.
He's a stag.
He's gonna get killed by a boar. Slash poison.
Yeah. Spoiler for anybody who hasn't seen Game of Thrones.
Anybody who hasn't seen the first two episodes of Game of Thrones?
It was the first season of Game of Thrones. What was that? The animals are kept in restricted area and not in routine contact with visitors. That's why you should have let them be in contact with visitors more.
That's why he was clearly not where he was supposed to be. And that deer was like, fuck it up.
I mean, he was like probably secure. He was definitely security. It said security detail. He's probably trying to make sure that no one fucked with the deer and the deer took it the wrong way.
Deer was like, I can take care of myself.
The deer proved it can take care of itself. It didn't just say it. He showed it with actions.
I watched a video the other day of like two deer that had gotten their antlers stuck together and a dude trying to save them. And I was like, this dude's going to get fucked.
He's going
to
die. No.
Because those deer were so pissed.
How many times have we said it on this show where everyone's like, oh, poor deer. They're poor, just weak creatures. And we're like, deer are dangerous as fuck. Like they can eviscerate people or apparently stab you directly through the chest. Like
pretty sure I recently watched a video where a deer attacked somebody with its antlers, and I was like, oh, that's scary. Or it was a
cartoon. I saw a TikTok where a deer kicked the shit out of a mountain goat in a like a ram. Like the goat rammed the deer, and the deer was like, I'm not having this shit, and just fucking fought back. And then the goat started running away, and the deer stabbed it in the butthole and the balls with its fucking antlers and, like, threw it up into the air a little bit.
Everybody acts like these prey animals are, like, so weak, but, like, what is the one? Is it the straight horny thing that, like, fucking breaks lion jaws?
The antelope?
Yeah.
Antelopes have... They're sharp as shit.
Zebras break lion jaws.
Yeah, they kick fucking lions in the jaws, and they break that shit. Yo, there's a reason why, like, zebras and deer and, like, antelope, there's a reason why they're not extinct, because they can take care of themselves. And this was just nature's way of showing, I don't care what your military training is, I'm dangerous.
On a contrary opinion towards that, because you sent it to me and I thought it was funny, was that video where, for some reason, humans depict horrifying creatures as having antlers and side eyes and like
oh yeah
stuff
where,
that.
Where it and depicts like, and like goats as like evil creatures
like prey animals or evil creatures, but at the same time we'll be like, a cat's so cute, he's my best friend now.
It's
which is another predatory animal with claws and
we
teeth
just feel comfortable with other eyes. Predators
predators can be friends with predators, but our prey is scary.
Our prey is really it just showed us right now why our prey is scary.
And if he was on security deal, he probably had a gun. He got killed by a deer.
Honestly, like
armed.
I've been, you know, had goats approach me. I've had deer approach me. And
there's certain prey animals though that I'm like, I don't think you can call it that. Like mooses.
Moose are not prey.
Yes, they are.
Moose. They're prey animals. What?
Grizzly bears?
No, not people.
Humans. Humans and grizzly bears.
They are prey to
everything's prey to humans.
To humans, but. I honestly think most things that eat moose eat dead moose that they find.
To be fair, bears are mostly scavengers.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think anything is actively hunting down a moose, because a moose will fuck up cars. A moose will fuck up your whole day.
I don't know. Well, they eat baby mooses.
Baby mooses?
They eat baby mooses. They prey on baby mooses.
Baby musitos.
I found that pretty fast, but I gotta look up this part where it's, for some reason, a thing popped up, said, does bears eat mountain lions? And I was like, no.
Wait, does bears eat mountain lions? nature's scary, yo. Like, it's real fucked up.
There's no way that can be real.
Like, it's a lion at the end of the day. It should...
What's weird is now it's not here, but it was originally like one of the first things. Now it's moose, deer, humans, honey, meat, wolves, rabbits, pumpkins. But it was like the third thing the first time I typed this but in.
Do bears eat mountain lions? I kind of need to know because it's a terrifying thought. It makes bears even scarier.
Huh. Although brown bears will kill and eat mountain lions, sometimes the lion wins the fight against these giant bears. Yo, bears eat mountain lions.
It's like a regular thing. That's fucked up.
So there's a chance you can go into nature
and watch that. A death battle.
Between a bear and a mountain lion. I would pay money to see that.
A lot of people pay money to see that. We've had this conversation before.
I saw it in Red Dead, but I was disappointed because they don't like finish the fight. They just kind of fight a little bit. And but then they try and eat you.
Do you know what could have won the fight? A moose. A moose could have won the fight.
So if there's a three-way brawl between a bear, a moose, and a mountain lion, you think the moose is going to win?
Honestly,
I think the bear and the mountain lion might team up.
You think that they're going to be like, yo, let's put our shit aside. Let's take out this towering behemoth.
Predators will do that in a hunt.
I guess.
Hyenas and lions will work together occasionally if it benefits both.
If what? They're taking down like an elephant?
Yeah.
That's another thing.
And then the lion will go, get the fuck out of here.
Are elephant
concerned? So I'm assuming if that was the same situation, like if a bear and a mountain lion took down a moose together, the bear would probably be like, fuck off now.
Elephants aren't considered prey, are they? They have forward-facing eyes.
No, they don't.
Do they?
They're on the sides of their head's not like that. Like
they're the front of their skull is more flat, so like
it's still on the side.
I know that they're herbivores, but are they prey animals?
Yes.
Do they prey?
Lions eat them.
Lions eat them? How frequently do lions hunt fucking elephants? Once again, hungry? There's a lot of like, you know, things that get eaten that are like they only get eaten when they die or they're super weak. Because other predators can get eaten when they're super weak. It just happens. Like if you're weak, you get eaten. That's how that shit is. That's why nature's so scary.
See, they're located on the sides of the head.
Oh, okay. How often do you see elephants?
Never. We are in Pennsylvania, the United States of America. The last time I saw an elephant was at a zoo, and that was at a circus, mm-hmm. and that was shortly before. Like, my teenage mind went, these aren't cool.
That is not the last time that you saw an elephant. I was with you the last time you saw an elephant. It was at the Philadelphia Zoo.
Because you could ride them.
Yeah, and your kids got to ride it, and I got there, like, fucking 2 minutes afterwards, and they had already closed it down. And Emma did not get to ride that shit. I'm calling you out, Philly Zoo.
It's racism.
And that's why I haven't got to see an elephant.
It's why every time we go out to get food together, your food is late and or wrong. Racism. Even though they don't see because I order it from my car.
Yeah. Yeah. They always fucking up my order. Why? Because they know that it's for the brown man.
You know what it was? It was because you didn't ask for bacon.
It's asking for a vegan thing with bacon
is the greatest thing you can do.
It's okay. Everybody out there, go to Burger King.
Is bacon even meat? It's candy.
It's meat candy. that is the best way to describe it.
If you want to have a good time, go to Burger King, order an Impossible Whopper, and ask for bacon on it.
And cheese. Like, you need to make it so unvegan.
It's worth it.
Sometimes the reaction is hilarious. Sometimes they don't react at all because they're dead inside.
Should have videotaped the first time I did that.
We didn't know that it was going to be funny.
I felt like it was going to be funny.
Then you should have videotaped it.
You were all like, they're not going to do it.
I didn't say they weren't going to do it. I said,
you told me not to ask.
I said, you're weird for asking. I said, who does that? It's a vegan burger. And you're
it's
like,
not vegan, it's got mayonnaise on it.
It's very true.
Mayonnaise got eggs in it.
Mayonnaise does got eggs in it.
Mayonnaise got eggs in it.
Mayonnaise got eggs. Mayonnaise got eggs. Got eggies in the mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise goes in eggs, and mayonnaise has eggs.
It's a circle of life. And then you eat it.
It's like a circle, not a square.
Like a circle. There's no corners. On to the next one. Everybody, though.
What happened with that one? Okay, he died.
That's it. He's dead. We knew that right off the bat.
Jared, these tangents you take the show on are insane. So unnecessary. Sitting there Googling whether or not bears eat mountain lions and shit.
I know, it's crazy. I'm so
need to focus.
Unfocused. I still think a moose wins the fight.
Bears eat moose.
Bears eat dead moose.
Polar bears can eat a moose.
You know what? Moose hunt people in the water.
They do not hunt people.
I think moose do hunt people. I think they're sick and tired of people hitting them with trucks. They start feeling bad after a while because they kill so many people by accident, you know, in their trucks.
That's what it was. I want to see a shark fight a moose.
And the moose will win because it's massive. Have you seen a moose in real life?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
No, I haven't.
I fucking wish I could see a moose in real
life.
They're
like a story tall.
Yeah. They're almost unimaginably tall because you're like, it's like a big deer.
This is one of those things where every time, like all the time, like I told you this like a decade ago when we first met, that everybody's always like, well, life is so boring. We don't have monsters. I like fantasy worlds. I'm like, we have them. Yeah. We just have guns and it's not as cool.
And they stay away.
Remember when we were there selling TVs and I was like, all we have to do is go to Africa with spears and we're basically in an RPG.
Well, no, you said go to Africa with spears because that puts us on survival mode.
I was like, it's basically an RPG.
You're like, it's basically an RPG.
You go there with like basic weapons like spears and knives and you fucking have to survive fighting lions and shit. Those are monsters at that point.
Yeah. I mean, you can do the same thing in Australia, though.
No, that's too dangerous.
It is because
that's
like,
too much venom. Because it's hard to fight venom.
True. Things that are almost invisible can kill you in Australia.
Yeah, it's too much.
And that's what's terrifying. Also,
then again, in Africa, there's the tsetse fly, and that's
there is.
I've always wanted to go to like Africa and like India, but one of the things that always holds me back from Africa the most is the fact that tsetse flies terrify me.
Yeah,
because they give you like to kill your brain or whatever. Mm-hmm. They give what is it called? Laughing disease or whatever, yeah. Right?
The tsetse flies, they're the ones that, and aren't the tsetse flies also the ones that can burrow into your eyes?
No, they're the ones that like bite you and then you go like your brain rots.
Oh God. Nature's scary, yo.
They're like mosquitoes, I think.
Do you think they put that deer down? It's no, like a presidential
probably got
deer.
A medal.
It killed their own soldier.
Yeah, you're like,
did he get an Indian medal, like from India? Like it was like, hey, why, you did.
Why would it was in Paraguay?
But it was from India. Technically, an enemy soldier killed a Paraguayan military official.
Deer. There's deer in India.
Apparently, with really sharp ass antlers.
I thought those were like a North American animal.
No, deer are everywhere. They're just
I know that there's animals that live in like multiple like biomes, but like in my mind, I always separate them.
Dude,
like it's hard for me to think of that, the fact that there's elephants in Asia and Africa.
Yeah.
Because I just put them in Africa.
Yeah. I mean,
I never
honestly,
think of
yeah.
tigers being in the Middle East either or like in China. I always think of them in like
India
and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then there's the weird people that are like, tigers are in Africa. And be like, you don't
know. There's no tigers in
Africa. You don't know shit.
Are there tigers?
No.
There's no jungles. Also, I recently learned, because I'm an idiot, that there's like frozen parts of Africa. Like in the northerny part, there's like mountains and shit and snow and stuff.
I mean, if there's mountains, there's snow.
I always thought it was super cold there or hot there. Because like, I thought it was like below the equator, like the whole thing.
It is. It's oh, not. No. Actually, part the right top part to of it is, yeah, is actually in the north.
Yeah.
Do they get snow?
Yes, I'm telling you.
I did. I heard that it snowed in Egypt one time. There'll be no snow in Africa for Christmas. That's
How
a
do
song,
they
right?
even know it's Christmas is what it is.
Yeah. All right, on to the next one.
That's such a racist song.
Yeah.
Assuming A, they believe in Christmas, and B, that snow somehow dictates whether or not you can
it's
have
Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, so like this one very distinct northern hemisphere area can have Christmas.
Everywhere else, no. What about Texas?
Greenland,
Texas
it must always be Christmas.
Always Christmas.
Isn't it like always snowing
Dude,
there?
There's people that like legitimately, like if you go, where is the North Pole? They will say Greenland. And they'll be like, it's like Greenland. Be like, no, it's fucking north, you dipshit. It's the northest.
Well, the North Pole is not technically really a continent, right?
It's
just
not.
Ice.
It's the ice masses.
That's why it's not included.
Yeah, it's not its own thing. Antarctica is actually land, and then ice is over top of it. There is land somewhere. It's just real far down.
We're not doctors. We need to stop pretending like you are.
No, what are you talking about? I went to college for this for 17 years.
There's only one person in this room with a degree.
Matt?
Me. And I'm probably the dumbest person here.
You have a degree in liberal arts.
Shut the...
UK mom in shock after she finds huge bag of crystal meth in children's breakfast cereal. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
That's the best surprise cereal prize ever.
Yo, they were just like, mommy, I got a toy in this one. It's rock candy.
Imagine she didn't find it and that kid was just hype as fuck. And then they died from a heart attack.
Can kids ingest meth? Don't Google that. Don't Google that. You will be arrested by the FBI. The mother handed over the substance to the police, who later confirmed that it was indeed methamphetamine, a class A drug.
Here's my question. How did that mom know it was meth?
Right? Why didn't she just think it was rock candy?
Meth?
It has a fucking label on it. This is meth.
Also, was it in like the bag or was it just in the box?
It looks like this. This is what it looks like. It's a bag of meth.
But was it in the cereal bag? Like how they used to hide prizes, but they stopped doing it because it's unsanitary?
Well, no. They used to, like, cereal, they changed it so that
they just put it in the box.
It's in the box.
But it used to be in the bag. But if it was sealed in the bag, that means that an employee at the cereal company did it.
Yo, yeah. There's got to be a big-ass fucking investigation into this. Or it was someone from the grocery store.
But not if it's in the bag. If it's in the box, maybe.
You can reseal a bag. There's bag resealers. Like you can fucking just heat that shit with a crimper or like a fucking flat iron or like a fucking flamethrower or like a heat gun or just energy from the sun through a magnifying glass. Don't throw things at me. Pouring out cereals for children is probably one of the simplest and least complicated job for a mother. Glad someone said it.
I'd like to apologize to all the mothers out there now before the show gets canceled. I know you don't listen to this, but someone will play it for you. Jared is no longer with the Rum Runners podcast. You're taking applicants for new hosts.
It was too good of a joke to pass up. Bill Burr has an entire thing about it. You can shut your mouth, Kyle. However, a British woman, it turned into a scary ordeal when she found a bag of drug. A bag of drug?
A bag of one. There was one meth in it?
One drug.
Can I get one meth?
If anybody's done meth before, can you just order a meth? Or like if you've done crack, just be like, I want one crack.
My favorite moment for that is still that movie, The Nines, that like I made you watch, even though it's so weird. And he pulls up to that prostitute. He goes, is this crack? Can you show me how to use it?
I forgot about that.
That's the best Ryan Reynolds movie ever. This is my favorite Ryan Reynolds movie.
Oh, man. But when she found a bag of drug stashed inside the cereal packet, I'm assuming it was inside of the thing, Hassam Nasir, 25, was about to give Golden Morn cereal to her.
That sounds like the saddest cereal ever.
Yo, is this like an off-brand?
This is a murder cereal.
This is why you should buy General Mills.
It's got a picture of a coffin on it and all the things are shaped like crosses.
Oh, man.
And skulls.
Children eat your death cereal.
That's what it sounds like. It's honey flavored cereal shaped like crosses and skulls. And the mascot is a coffin.
It's a coffin with a smiley face. Oh, God. Cereal to her four children when she suddenly found something else in the packet.
It was in the cereal packet.
It was inside, yeah. A transparent plastic pouch filled with white crystals. Baffled and curious at the same time, she tried a few. She then cleaned her whole house and then called the police. The Essex mom tried to Google to find out what the bag might contain.
The fact that you actually didn't clarify that first part wasn't in there, why am I so ready to go? She did not eat the crack, everybody. The meth.
Yeah, it's meth, not crack. You should know. That's the different things, man.
Shut up.
Yeah, man. You don't want people to know that you use tons and tons of meth to be able to get your choice done?
It wasn't me. It was other people in my household when I was a child, not my current household.
I was just going to leave it at a joke. You made it real.
Shut up. You implied that I did meth. I'm not going to let people think I do meth. I've never done meth, not one time.
Except for that one time at band camp.
I would never, ever do a drug that was made by a drug addict because they're not scientists. I've always had this argument.
I will never do a drug.
I will never do acid. I will never do LSD.
That was made.
I would never do meth because there's not one crackhead out there that's like, dude, I got my PhD in chemistry. Like,
what about Heisenberg?
He didn't smoke it.
He didn't.
And that's a TV show.
But what if he made it?
That's a TV show.
What if Bryan Cranston made you meth?
Before he blackmailed the guy into letting him make the meth for him, that guy would just add fucking cayenne pepper and random shit to it. Meth is made out of bleach. No.
So hear that, kids? Don't do meth. The search result.
And all cocaine has poop in it. I learned that in high school because my teacher was a forensic scientist.
Yeah. The search result left her shocked as she quickly realized the bag contained methamphetamine, or commonly known as crystal meth, popularized by Breaking Bad. Look at that. A class A drug.
Breaking Bad classified it as a class A drug.
Yeah, you know, Breaking Bad did that. According to Essex Live, the woman discovered the drug when, despite the box of cereal seeming to be half full, no more crunchy maize flakes were coming out. This is a depressing cereal.
Yo, did she find it after the kids started eating it? Because I think her kids probably did get some meth.
I think the meth was in a bag.
It's in a bag, but it doesn't matter.
You mean if it's meth adjacent?
Like, if it was in like a meth laboratory, like, we're putting the meth in, it's got meth powder on it, and now the meth is like in the cereal, and they're like, this one tastes bitter.
If these were sugar-coated maize flakes.
Yeah, they might not even notice. It's just like, these taste a little bitter. It's like that's
those,
meth.
Like those kids were hype as fuck for a couple of days.
Yeah. That was the real reason the mom like looked into what it is. She was like, what in cereal if you found in a plastic bag would make your kids act like pure assholes and then take a 2-day nap?
They're like, it's definitely meth.
Meth will do that. Meth will definitely.
What's that one? Well, that one website where you can ask questions.
Has just broken out with insane acne a day after eating this cereal. I also found this with it. That's meth.
That's definitely meth. Let's see here. Oh my god! I thought it said she put it inside her cheek. Okay.
You got to taste it to find out.
When Nazir put her hand inside to check, she felt an extra bag blocking the rest of the cereal.
It was definitely sealed in the cereal, and it was blocking half the bag.
Yeah.
That's a lot of meth.
They put the meth in first, and then they loaded the cereal
on top. No, they loaded the cereal, then put the meth in, then finished filling it. This cereal company, whoever makes Golden Moore,
whoever makes
cereal
the,
for funerals,
yeah,
funeral cereal. Also fills it with a half a bag of meth or a giant bag of meth.
I don't know if it's a half a bag of meth, but it's a big
bag. It's a giant bag of meth. They filled the cereal up halfway with meth.
It was at least a third of it was meth. The report
cereal
added
company has a drug trafficking operation. They weren't actually supposed to go on the shelves.
Mills.
This feels like a movie where that cereal wasn't actually supposed to get like distributed. Like somebody fucked it up.
Like it's a Guy Ritchie movie?
No, like it's I guess he used to make like action comedies, right? Yeah. So yeah, it's like that. And like now there's like dude, he's like, I gotta get all the cereal back or I'm dead.
Like he's fucking racing around and then this mother just pours it and she calls the cops and there's like that whip pan moment.
And like then
where it's
like,
him ripping through a bunch of boxes of cereal.
It's getting put on the news and like his bosses are finding out, and it's definitely Mark Wahlberg is in this. And we're writing this movie.
And they're threatening to feed him to pigs and shit.
Nobody's stealing my idea for meth cereal the movie.
We're gonna call it Golden Morn.
Don't think we can do that. Unless this company actually gets arrested for this and they actually were doing what I suggested, and then in that case I think we can.
We probably can. But I think we have to wait a couple of years. We can call it Golden Morning. Just change it a little bit. And we'll add a U to it. So that it's even sadder.
We'll call it Crystal Flakes.
There we go. The mother worried, the worried mother, sorry, also rushed her children to the hospital once the substance
she was, worried
was
that
verified
it,
to check.
It seeped through the plastic.
That they hadn't ingested any of the meth.
Did they?
Lad Bible reported. Luckily, no trace of the drug were found in her children, and they were doing fine.
Boring.
I feel like this would be a better story if the kids were hopped up. It was so bad, I was really shocked. It was massive. That's what she said. It took up nearly half the box. I felt really frightened.
I told you.
My anxiety went off the roof. Off the roof? Her anxiety killed itself?
She was standing on the roof with her anxiety. It was like, fuck you.
It was like, that's too much, man.
This is too much.
There was 450 grams of it. Man, why do they got to keep using grams? Because we don't understand drugs.
If you accidentally have meth, is it illegal?
Like, she could have got arrested for this?
She has a half a cereal box worth of meth. That's got to be a lot.
How many
of a cereal box
was it?
How close
to pounds is 450 grams? 450.
Matt, how much is 450 grams?
Grams to pounds. That's almost a pound. It is 0.99 pounds.
So I told you it's a lot of meth. That's meth on
if
meth.
If she would have had just a little bit more, what is 450, what, two?
What's the going rate for meth? She should have sold this.
I mean, she would have definitely made a profit. If she would have had four more grams, she would have had a whole ass pound of meth. That's crazy. That's too much meth. Like, if you'd ask me how much is too much meth, I'd say this much. The street value would be quite something. That's what it says. The woman was quoted by Mirror. They'd been eaten from the box for 4 days straight. That makes it seem like they had meth.
How many grams is it?
450 grams.
Grams is crystal meth is about $80 per gram.
Yo, do that math real quick. Find out how rich this woman could have been if she wasn't such a narc.
She could have got $36,000.
Yo, that is the most profitable thing of cereal.
That's the best cereal
that's
prize
the
ever. That's $36,000 worth of prize.
Yo, everybody, check your Cracker Jack box. See if you got the best gift ever.
Cracker Jack. Cracker Jacks.
That writes itself, man. They'd be... I already said that part.
This definitely needs to be a movie.
And the bag of crystal meth was really thin. A sharp piece of cereal could easily have made a hole in it. The mother added, grateful that things didn't go awry. I think she's kind of... She has to be at least somewhat mad that she didn't make
$36,000. She probably brought it to the police and be like, oh, wow, this is at least $36,000 worth of meth.
And she was like, fuck. She's like, pardon me?
I brought this to the wrong person. Is that what you will give me as a reward? I'm like, nah.
Yo, I would
have... We're just going to take your meth or arrest you. Which one you want?
I would have asked for a reward. Like, I'd have been like, hey,
I'd like to turn in this meth that I found.
I'm pretty sure that I'm going to cause a really big bust.
This sort of reminds me of a thing that happened in my family where my grandmother used to grow plants.
Uh-huh.
And like she'd like ridiculously. And yeah. At one point, like my aunts, because where I'm from anyways. Anyway, their boyfriends were like criminals and they like broke into the house and like robbed it.
Yeah.
And to apologize, they gave my grandmother a plant that she put in her sunroom, took really good care of.
It was weed, wasn't it?
It was weed. She didn't know that. And she was wondering why everybody would like pick buds off of it and stuff. But anyway, so when she finally found out what it was, she turned herself in and the cops said it was the nicest weed plant they'd ever seen.
Oh, that's nice. That's a sweet ending. That should be worked into the movie somewhere. But do you know something that's missing from this article?
Did she go to jail?
No, the investigation into the cereal company.
Yeah, because it's big cereal, man. They cover that shit.
Oh,
yeah. General Mills was like, yeah, we
it's not General Mills.
That wasn't supposed to go out.
Glorious Morn is not General Mills.
Glorious Morn? You changed the name?
That's what it's called.
It was Golden Morn.
Golden Morn, Glorious Morn. Fucking some dumb name that's not Lucky Charms. It's
Nestle.
It's Nestle?
Nestle.
Yo, they're fucked.
Golden Morn, apparently it is oatmeal. What?
What? They said cereal.
It's instant cereal. That's oatmeal.
Man, people need to feed their kids. You know what?
How would a sharp flake of this cut open a meth bag?
Because people don't understand science. Do you know what people need to do? Just give their kids sugary cereals. Because this has never happened with Frosted Flakes. This has never happened with Lucky Charms or Trix.
Booty-O's.
Booty-O's?
Yeah.
That's what that says, Booty-O's.
This is what Golden Morn looks like.
Ugh, it looks
Maize like... Nutritious Family Cereal.
It looks like throw-up.
It looks like corn pudding.
It looks like throw-up.
It's corn pudding.
It looks like it someone...
It looks baked. It doesn't actually look like cereal. It looks like a baked cake.
It looks like throw-up. It's making me sick.
It's so weird because it just looks like a cake. I don't know why you're saying throw-up. Why do you hate corn?
Because it looks It looks like someone chewed
I can't tell if that one has flakes or
that
not.
That one does have flakes.
It's hard to tell. That picture's really blue. Nope. That's instant cereal still. Wait, what the fuck? Apple Pie Toast Crunch. I want that.
Okay, here's the thing.
I'm talking about cereal.
Like, it looks like someone took a bunch of like cereal and chewed it up and then went bleh.
No, it's oatmeal.
But that's not what it looks like in the picture.
I guess it's closer
to grits. Also... I'm really far away from your phone right now. So what it looks like is someone chewed up cereal. I guess
this one is flakes, but it's like tiny flakes. It's not like corn flakes.
Yeah, and it has soy protein in it also.
I still don't think that would rip open a bag.
Also, I think that's a bag. Does it come in a bag, not a box? So there was just a bag of meth inside of a bag of cereal?
What the fuck is this? Also, apparently it comes in puff form.
Yo, well, Puffs...
That one's a puff.
Puffs definitely would not have ripped open the bag of meth. If I know anything about meth, it is not destroyed
really
by Puffs.
I'm really confused at how many different types of Golden Morn cereal there is.
I'm going to go on to the next one.
It mostly looks like it's like grits or
Nestle,
oatmeal.
Watch your ass, because wherever this the UK government's coming for you.
Allegedly, Nestle is a giant meth operation.
Allegedly.
Alleged by Jared.
Nestle? I didn't allege anything. It was alleged by Kyle.
Where's it? This was the UK. Apparently, this is a Nigerian cereal.
What?
This is Nigeria.
Nestle, I don't know, Nigeria. Man. It's multicultural. Sticking on the topic of meth, man found with meth and cocaine wrapped around penis denies what? Drugs are his. I'll repeat that. Man found with meth and cocaine... wrapped around penis, denies drugs are his.
So, my first thought is that somehow he turned the meth and the cocaine into,
like a paste?
A fruit roll-up.
Ooh, okay.
That was my first thought when I heard that. Don't know why.
Well, guess what this is? This is in Clearwater, Florida. That makes this a Florida man.
Also, that's where Scientology's headquarters is.
Yeah. Good old Clearwater. I've been there. I've been to Clearwater.
To the Scientology headquarters?
No, to Clearwater. I forget why I went there. I think there's a beach there. Florida authorities said they found cocaine and methamphetamine wrapped around a man's penis during a traffic stop. Why did they check his penis? Is that standard Florida? Like,
check my penis. Meth is on.
So if you're speeding in Florida, they're like, all right, we're going to grab your dick real quick. Or just pull out your dick so we can see it. But the man denied the drugs were his. How?
I don't know how that got there. You know what it was? I was having sex with my girlfriend, and I pulled out, and I guess it must have been inside of her.
She had meth and cocaine in her vagina, I guess. And this is residue. You might want to talk to her. Pinellas County Sheriff's deputies said they stopped a vehicle driving without its lights on at 4 a.m. That's not a good sign. Last Saturday, WFLA-TV reports the driver was arrested on charges of DUI and marijuana possession, not the meth and cocaine?
No. Meth and cocaine are legal in Florida.
Oh, okay.
You just can't have them on your dick.
Oh, that's what it is. They're just like, it should never touch
your
penis.
So what it was is like he got like the meth and cocaine patch and he put it on his dick and it was slowly seeping in. That's a DWI.
That is a DWI. Authorities said they found a gun under the passenger. This just keeps unfolding.
It's in Florida, of course.
While searching the car and discovered the drugs while searching the passenger. The man said, the driver got the DUI and the marijuana. The guy with the drug penis, he was the passenger. Searching the passenger. The man said the drugs were not his, but didn't say who the drugs belonged to, according to the arrest report. That's it. That's the story.
Man arrested in Florida. He had a cock ring full of drugs. Said it's not his.
Yo, Steven Seagal got a real fat face now.
Allegedly.
No, that's actually.
Allegedly.
Another guy blaming his little head instead of his big head. That's not funny.
LML well said.
It belonged to his little head. Why are people making the little head joke? That's a bad joke. Stop
making
today,
man, are just bad at jokes in general.
Jeez.
Yeah. We used to come up with fun ways to insult people, and now they just say racist things.
Yeah, or just talk about his little head. I mean, okay. Let's come up with a way that these might not be his drugs.
They're his drugs.
No, let's come up with, let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Step one, he was banging his girlfriend. They were in their vagina, and he pulled out. He didn't notice that he had an extra thing attached to his dick. Step two, he was fucking his boyfriend, and he pulled out, and he didn't know that he got attached to his penis.
Okay, okay.
Step three, his girlfriend and or boyfriend handed him a thing, went, this is a cock ring, I want you to wear this, is just keep it on until later, and you're going to use it with me, and then they never told him that it was meth and cocaine. Step three, someone was like, put this fruit roll-up on your dick, because they managed to somehow make
it into a fruit roll-up.
What number am I on? Because I feel like I said the wrong
four.
One.
You're on four, I think. What I want to know, though, is it bad that I want to see a picture?
It's never bad to want to see a picture.
Like, I want to see how this was affixed to his dick. You can blur the dick.
No.
I just need to...
I need to see the whole thing.
I'm just... For news. Because
if you don't
news.
See it, how... Like, okay. This is one of those situations where penis size matters.
Okay.
So if he has a real fat dick, that's more drugs.
That is more drugs, yeah.
Or if he has a small or like a skinny dick, then it could be the same amount.
If
but he'd have
long.
To cover more dick.
True, true. And there's less chance that he wouldn't know. Because it wouldn't feel like a cock ring then or something. But was it baggies, like duct taped around his dick? Or was it like, was
I still
it
like
formed?
The idea of a fruit roll up. Someone.
No, a drug fruit roll up sounds like it would actually be one for someone who does drugs, probably really good. And two, effective at smuggling on people's persons. Because fruit roll ups are sticky as shit.
You just lick it and stick it.
Lick it and stick it. Oh, shit.
You would be getting like it leeching into you the whole time, though.
Oh, 100%.
So like you want like time release drugs?
Lick and stick that meth fruit roll up
right
onto
on
your
dick, which has very thin skin and
yo.
Very very absorbent or whatever.
I'm trying to think if there's a
this
way
is genius,
that
actually.
Someone
this is, I'm going to invent these drugs.
Don't say that,
FBI. Don't listen.
Don't
to that.
Say that. You, one, are not a scientist. You're going to prove your own point that no one that makes
scientists
drugs
should
are scientists.
Not make drugs.
Maybe a scientist can make that drug
start,
and like give
I'll
it to fish or something.
It. People are like, I didn't really get that high. Like, well, see, I didn't really know what to do. So I kind of just sprinkled it on a fruit roll up. I didn't know how to make it into a fruit roll up.
That was an actual
just,
fruit roll up.
Probably just fell off.
Like, I sprayed it with water first, and then I crumbled up the meth onto
you know,
the,
you know
the
like,
fruit roll-up.
You know how, like Sour Patch Kids keep that? I tried that.
Yeah. What fruit snack do you think would be bad? Do you think fruit by the foot would be better than fruit roll-up?
No.
It's a foot?
It's not a foot.
It's not a foot anymore, but it used to be a foot.
No, it wasn't.
It used to be more than a foot, I think. It mm-hmm. used to go down to the ground.
That's because you were short. And you were less than a foot tall.
I was less than a foot tall. I'm sitting there eating fruit by the foot when I was fucking like 6 inches tall. I was in the womb.
This shit's like a mile long. Look how far it rolls out the room. I mean, this fruit roll up inside my mom right now. My fruit roll up's on the outside of her.
That's disgusting.
Can you imagine if you could feed babies like people food while they're inside you?
And someone fed a baby a fruit by the foot.
I have so
through
much,
their vagina.
This is so much better way for babies to live inside. Like it was more like kangaroos. So like the baby's like fully formed, and you just like you know be like, oh, baby wants corn dog. You just shove a corn dog, but like it also like it'll reach its hand out for stuff.
This is a terrifying world you're suggesting. I want you to just imagine. People have enough of a problem giving women like privacy during breastfeeding. You're telling me you want to live in a world where at any time, like, women have to wear skirts because at any time their child might reach a hand out and start begging for food, just fucking like Oliver Twist style. Like, please, mother, can I have another?
But here's the thing. Tell me that that wouldn't be cool.
I will say that in the event of a fruit by the foot, seeing the fruit by the foot slowly inch back in, it would be fucking... Especially like a rainbow one. I don't know why that's what I'm picturing right now. I'm picturing a rainbow fruit by the foot dangling out and slowly getting sucked back in.
Like, you just like, you have to squat over this cup so the straw can go in so the baby can drink.
Oh my God. You and the fun moms would have the twisty straws.
This is the best world. This is the best world. And we tie it back. These are the rain babies. So then they go up, they fall down to the sky. You go outside, you're like, oh, what a baby. You just
scoop it up, put it, stick it inside you. And then just it'll let you know when it's hungry.
It'll let you know when it's hungry. And then it comes out at like 2 years old or something. I don't know.
It comes out when it's like, my muscles are formed enough to walk. Oh, I can handle this
better
shit.
Better idea. What it does is it assumes the body of the mom. It just grows until it's wearing her skin, and then that peels off.
Fucking terrible. Who would want a baby? Who would want a baby if it's going to periodically reach out of you?
We are biologically programmed to want children.
You're not biologically programmed to want children if your children come busting out of your skin.
Spiders. Why would spiders there's survive. A lot of them that, not always. Some of them, the egg sac stays inside and it bursts and they feed on the mother after it gets out.
You know what? Because the spiders were going to die anyway. And they're creepy fucking animals. And the fact that you like them is weird.
You're weird. You're just a bit, you're afraid of a little tiny bug.
You know what? Some of those little tiny bugs, if they bite me one time, I will die. Or chunks of my skin will fall off at a time. It's fucking weird and terrifying.
Yeah, but the odds of that in Pennsylvania are very rare unless you order a lot of packages from, like, warmer climates.
I order a lot of Amazon.
I don't think you have that many brown recluses. Yo, I used to always get so confused by, like, the super... When we were delivering office stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, how some of the paper came from Brazil?
Yeah.
Did you ever get, like, the neon green spiders, like, in your truck?
No, I didn't. And I'm fucking glad that I didn't.
I was like, that's so green. I wonder if it's dangerous. And then I would just go about my day.
Dude.
Because I didn't kill spiders. Anything
bright colored is dangerous.
I don't think it was. I think I looked it up. And
anything bright colored is dangerous. I'm going to go to the studio audience real quick. Matt, in nature, anything bright colored, is it dangerous? 60-40. That's a 60-40. That's majority. 60-40, I'm right. What is it?
It looked like this. It looked like this green huntsman. That has a lot of eyeballs. That's weird.
That's too many eyeballs. That's green too many eyeballs even for a fucking spider. Do you know what else comes from? I think it's Brazil. Is that the one that like is in bananas that if it bites you, you get an erection that lasts for like hours and then you die? Isn't that where like that comes from? That spider? Somewhere in South America, it usually comes in like bananas.
That's not that dangerous.
Did you just say that beforehand?
If you get bit, it's going to be uncomfortable.
You just said it's not that dangerous.
Yeah, they're not that dangerous. This thing also said they're not poisonous, and I'm like, yeah, no shit.
Because I'm not eating it. But is it venomous?
Venomized.
The answer is yes.
Every spider has venom. Every single spider has venom.
Do you want a black lace and mesh chemise?
Why? Anyway, that was another episode.
That's not. I have one more. You suck at counting. We've done four stories. We do five.
Bring on the gates.
I thought you were saying something else. Wow. On to the last one.
What was on your mind?
Matari.
Met Airy.
Man.
Met Air
Caught deceiving babysitters into changing his diapers. Arrested for the second time.
You know what? The second time is their fault.
Wow. One, what you said, and two, this man.
He looks like
that's
he
a
used
mug
to be.
Shot?
He looks like
it looks like a rap, like looks like he's trying to be a rapper.
He looks like he used to be on a Nick Jr. show and then did a lot of meth.
Tons, and it's
you
really
can't tell me he doesn't look like he was like on
his forehead
like on
and
a
around
kids
his...
morning show. You can't tell me he doesn't look
oh,
like.
Oh fuck
be
yeah!
On one.
That haircut also is not helping.
Why did he get a pose?
Why did he? Like, he's leaning forward.
He's like got like a half side profile. Like, he's doing like a 1/3 pose.
Yeah. Like, who the fuck was taking
who
this
did
picture?
His lighting?
Actually, yeah, he does got decent lighting. It's casting a little bit of a shadow, so it got some difference. Man. Jefferson Parrish, a man, was arrested for the second time for posing as a person with special needs. Oh, this is, I thought he was pretending to be a baby and paying caretakers to change his diapers.
Before we go any further.
Okay.
If he did not trick them into thinking he had special needs, he just got people to change his diapers.
There are people out there that are into that.
Is that legal?
It's legal. Yeah. As long
or is
as
it prostitution?
You don't pay them.
But if you pay someone to change your diaper.
Then yes. If you pay someone, if it's sexual. Oh, no, I don't know.
There's no way it wasn't.
Oh, it's definitely sexual.
Clean it hard.
Oh, is this the wipe deeper?
Wipe my whole penis.
Deeper.
Wipe it.
Why do people like?
Up to down.
Why do people like people wiping their ass? And this man, okay, if they were changing his diapers.
It's a domination thing. If that dude died and it was good he died, fuck that guy.
Yeah, if they were changing his diapers, that means that the diapers were used. That means that he shit in these diapers.
When he had to sell it.
And he made people wipe him.
Maybe he only peed.
I doubt it. State police said 31-year-old Rutledge Diaz IV was arrested Thursday at his maternity.
How did he get to this part?
I don't know. Maternity home after he solicited someone for alternative therapy. Troopers said Diaz tested the victim, offering to pay them to change his diapers.
Here's a real fun part. Here's
the fun part. A fun part?
Here's the real fun part. Here's a real fun part. Hey, I am disabled. Change my diapers.
That is alternative therapy.
I just realized where I messed up because I was assuming he was playing like someone who had like a mental capacity issue. And I was like, there's other people that wear diapers. But I was mid through that thought before I realized that. And then I felt like a bad person. But I was like, I'm already saying this.
Yeah.
So I'll just add clarification at the end. And that's where we are now.
Okay. So it's not like he was in a wheelchair and he rolled up and was like, hey. Change my diapers.
In my mind, he was like, I need my diaper change.
Are you going
$25?
Are you going Simple Jack right now?
I guess I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what's offensive, and I was trying not to be.
And then you went really offensive. I mean, that's the motto of the story here, everybody. If you don't know what's offensive, you skirt around it, give a detailed explanation, and then lean hard into it.
If you don't know what's offensive, then what you do is you pretend to be some kind of disabled. And then you wind up arrested for attempted human trafficking.
I didn't get there yet.
I know. I'm very much confused. Along it goes from
this,
he got arrested for getting people to wipe his
butt. Law enforcement
said
Diaz attempted to have the victim recruit other babysitters to take care of him while posing as a person with special needs. Wait, did he?
You know what it is? It's because they use the term.
He told them?
It's because they use the term babysitter that makes me think that he was trying to convince them that he was having a mental capacity issue. Because if it was
something like he was mentally a child?
Yes, because if it was like
caretaker.
A nurse or a caretaker, it's
yeah.
The term babysitter is what made me think it. That's
or maybe
what it
he was just like, hey, you're a babysitter. That means if you can take care of a baby, you can take care of me. And they're like, nah, that's not what that means at all. That means I can take care of a baby.
Either way, I think you have to have some sort of medical background.
But here's the part that Kyle was reading. Deus was charged with one count of human trafficking and one count of attempted human trafficking. How?
When he started having that lady bring other babysitters, I guess that's a form of human trafficking.
Was he keeping them or selling them?
He was trafficking them.
What is trafficking? It's just moving?
My understanding from a standpoint of drug-related things or like cartons of cigarettes is taking something from one state to another state.
So only if these were like across state lines?
Human trafficking is different though. Because I don't think you have to take them across straight lines. I think it's just you go, this is my person. And they're going in traffic with me.
So it's like if the person needs to drive to where you are, that's human trafficking. Like if traffic was involved.
If you were like, you come with me, and then you go somewhere, and say you're in like Philadelphia, and you have to wait in a long line of cars, you're trafficking that human.
So like if I was like, hey Kyle, come with me, and then we went to Allentown, and we got caught in traffic, and you're like,
you're
I don't
just naming you're, cities you're in Pennsylvania.
Like, you're like, I don't want to be here. And I'm like, well, you don't have a choice. Is that human trafficking now?
And then we got stuck in traffic? Yes. Yeah. I'm just going to keep adding the stuck in traffic part.
Yeah, stuck in
That's
traffic.
That's not it. It's more like when you're like, hey,
so
I'm going to...
For
you,
the attempted,
you now,
did he not get stuck in traffic you, when he did the attempted human trafficking?
I think what happened with that one was he was like, hey, you baby, what's up? So I'm going to pay you to touch my butthole with this baby wipe, medically. Rub my balls with it, keep my wing and shit. Medically, because I can't feel my dick. So I really want you to rub hard. I'm going to give you $25.
For medical treatment.
$15.
Okay, you know what, guys? If you ever want to ask for something really freaky from your partner, and you're like, I don't know how they're going to take this.
Offer them $15.
Just add the word medically into your suggestion. Just be like, I want you to take this cucumber and smack my butt cheeks with it medically.
This is a medical procedure. I want you to take the dog and put its rear half inside my bowl.
Inside your medically. His rear half, the dog.
It's like a miniature chihuahua.
That's a lot. The rear half is half a dog. That's two legs.
What's your like dog? Like it's a teacup dog.
Still is a lot. If you would have said gerbil, it would have been better.
No, that's a trope that people need to get over.
Oh, but teacup, like a teacup Yorkie is fine. Shoving a dog in your ass is
There's
fine.
There's no internet stories of Richard Gere shoving a teacup Yorkie up his ass.
As long as it's done medically.
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 For medicine.
Medically. Like, so if I, so guys, once again, if you want to have your balls in like a rubber band and like someone shock it multiple times while they hum on the head of your penis with two fingers up your butt, just say medically at the end of that.
What the fuck do you do in your free time, Jared? Who do you get to do this for you?
I have to do it myself.
It's one of the basement girls, isn't it?
What?
I forgot we don't talk about that.
I don't know what you're talking about. In 2019.
One day the FBI is going to investigate you because of me and Ryan.
Yeah, I know. It's real fucked up.
You're like, we actually think there are missing women in your area.
Deus was arrested for hiring babysitters who he would pay to change his diapers and treat him like a child. Okay.
I was right.
Hard sell.
I did not go about it the right way, but I was right.
So
how did he sell this to them?
Do you know what you did?
He was like, ooh.
You literally had like a like a math problem where it was like 2x plus 7 equals like fucking 43.
And I got the right
and
answer, but
did
I did
all
long.
The math wrong. And like everything that you're doing is like, nah, that is wrong. But then
I
you're
still
like,
got the right
you're
answer.
Like x equals 5, and then the teacher's like, how the fuck did you do that?
How'd you get? There's you did you? There's no way you would have gotten that
you,
answer that
you
way.
Get a half a point. So how do I think he tried to convince them? He was probably like, hey, I know that
Google
you're a
Gaga. I'll give you $10. Touch
I
my
know
butthole
that you're
long time.
A professional babysitter. I. Am not
baby.
Right. I'm not right in the head. I'm little child, man.
You think he had a full regular human conversation and didn't try and sell it?
No, he did full regular conversation because
he called him and be like, "Goo goo gaga." Well, the whole thing baby. Is,
if he got hit with one,
you money, if he, touch my bowl.
He's like, "I need you change my dookie doo."
I went dookie.
Wipey wipe my booty.
Ew. And when you come, bring your friends.
And then, do you know what he probably did? I got it. This is he was.
He pretended to be his own dad.
No, he's method. He's super method. He walked up and he was like, I heard that you're a babysitter. And then he shit right in front of them loudly. like it was just like he was just and then just like to the point where his pants moved.
Never breaking eye contact.
Just staring, whole heart just shaking, a little bit of bloodshot in the eyes.
And he crouched just a little bit, like he's some kind of Loveland frog man, shitting his diaper about to jump a guardrail.
Yeah, and he just shit. And then he was like, $20?
Change.
But the thing is, he has one count of human trafficking. So that means that someone said, yeah.
One time he tried.
Also, okay, here's what I don't get. Human trafficking. So the first time,
I don't know if that was human trafficking. That's fraud.
Human trafficking normally is you're getting money for moving people.
Against their will.
But he's paying people money to touch his butthole with wipes, specifically.
Yeah, what he did was commit fraud.
It's sexual assault.
Medical fraud.
And fraud. Fraud, sexual assault.
But they said they...
I don't get the human trafficking.
Is it sexual assault if you take money and you believe you're doing something as a doctor?
I don't know. Is it sexual assault if you tell someone that you're 22, but you're actually 48? You said yes. Yeah. But you're questioning if it's sexual assault if someone lies about a medical issue and makes you touch their butt.
Well, I mean, then in that case, if you're like, oh, doctor, my butthole's bleeding, and you go to the doctor just to get them to put their fingers in your if butt, is that count?
This no,
is a similar it's not. Story. Is that sexual assault?
Yeah, you know what? Yes, that is. It is sexual assault if you go to a doctor and you make up a medical issue. You wait in line, you fill out paperwork, and you're like, I have a problem. And then the moment they shove their finger up their butt, you go, ooh, then you come in your pants.
I've now decided there's one person in this world that gets too many prostate exams.
There's probably more than one person in the world that gets too many prostate exams.
I'm back for my daily prostate exam. The doctor, yeah. I'm paying cash this time. You don't even have to bill my insurance.
They have fucking pictures up in like different proctologists' office. Where he's like, "Do not serve this man." It's like he returned movies late to Blockbuster.
They're like, "What is he like? Come in and say he's got a headache and try to get drugs?" No.
He said he has anal lesions deep inside of his colon.
I swear my prostate's enlarged. It wasn't yesterday.
He's like, last time that I wiped, I saw much blood, too much blood. I need you to check. And then he comes in his pants. Like that's one definitely happened a few times. But I really don't get the human trafficking crime? It's probably frowned upon. And I think if you keep trying it, they're going
to
go,
to figure out if there's like a professional level that goes from just fraud to sexual assault.
I think the moment that you're lying about a medical condition, it's assault. Because, see, here's the thing.
What if about you that lie fat about, man on Malaysia you, Airlines who just wanted to make them deeper?
We already said that he was a piece of garbage that should have been charged with sexual assault. They should have
thrown him out of the plane while it was flying.
Yeah, agreed.
That probably would have been the decompression. And
yeah, they all would have died. But I mean, you know, at that point, there was probably some people on the plane that were like, fucking do it.
Is it wrong that there's multiple times on this show that we said that someone deserved to die?
There's certain people that the world is probably better. They weren't contributing.
All right, here's my question then. Are we the asshole for being happy that a man who would get onto an airline and then convinced the flight attendants that he was too fat to close the bathroom door, and also too fat
to wipe himself,
too medically disabled and fat to wipe himself. And then the whole time they're wiping him, he's berating them, giving them a hard time, talking down to them, and also telling them to go deeper,
sexualizing the experience. And if they refuse,
deeper, mommy, he threatens to sue the airline.
No, he shit himself.
Oh, that's right.
He shit himself.
He's a terrorist.
Yeah. Because we said that the fact that he was holding the plane hostage and the weapon being his bowels, he's basically a terrorist. Do we feel bad when terrorists die? No, we don't, because it's the American way. If you're a terrorist, you can die. It's fine.
This is America, though. And the one problem with America is you can never be white and a terrorist.
Okay. I know where you're going with that.
You can never
be
white.
It's like the problem with America is you can never be white. You're like, I don't think that's true.
You can never be white and a terrorist in America.
True. You are just white and a, what do they call it? A radical?
A lone gunman.
Lone gunman. So is he a lone shitter? Is that what he became?
He would have been just an extremist or something.
Where is this? Like, where is this article taking place?
Oklahoma.
This is it just says mid-airy. Copy.
Go down.
I'm going to paste
it. I saw it, dum-dum.
Louisiana.
Makes sense.
It's right here. It's the state of Louisiana right in this corner right here. It's actually quite clearly Louisiana.
Also, it was probably a bit easier to go by Jefferson Parish. There's not a lot of states that say parish.
Very true. Very, very true.
I don't even know what a parish is.
See, okay. This guy is definitely committing sexual assault. He's committing some sort of medical fraud also. And probably he's trying to get these women in trouble for prostitution. Because he's like, maybe if I get caught, it'll be prostitution. What I don't get is how did he plead guilty to 4 counts of human trafficking?
He got 1 count of trafficking.
Pled guilty to 4 counts of human trafficking.
The top of the article said 1 and he got charged with attempted.
He was charged with 1 count and 1 count of attempted. But
see, this is somebody bragging too much. Like this man, they were like, all right, so we're going to charge you with 1 count of human trafficking. He's like, nah, I plead guilty to doing it 4 times.
We're going to have to Google what human trafficking means, because he pled guilty to 4 counts of human trafficking in that investigation in December 2020 and was placed on probation.
Is it like,
how do you get probation for human trafficking? Like, I don't, like,
when I think of human trafficking, I think of coyotes
and
on the border, and I think of pimps.
I think of people in, like, fucking crates.
Management positions.
I think of people in, like, fucking shipping containers being shipped from China.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's not, like, the major one in America.
But it's terrible, and I think about it.
That's, like, worse than that is coyotes.
And selling people into sex slavery.
Because that's what coyotes do.
I know.
Well, they bring the men over. They're like, give us some money. All right, cool. You're good. Women, your fee's $1 million.
I can't believe it.
It's so crazy.
So crazy.
We're going to let you live here. You're going to suck dicks until you pay that off. Yeah. And they're like, all right, how much have I paid off? 35 cents. They're like, I've been doing this every day, 5 times a day for a year.
And they're like, yeah, man.
5 cents, man.
Inflation is crazy.
Also, you got to pay for food and board.
I don't think they make them pay for food and board. They put them in brothels. Have you ever seen Mayans? There was like a brothel.
Were they doing the whole like bringing them from Mexico? And then
I don't know. That's the whole thing. Like, I really don't know. It was just like a brothel, and like it was like allowed to operate because cops went there to get their pee-pee sucked.
I always think of that. I always think of like pimps, and I always think of the fact that LVI Airport is a hub for human trafficking, which is when people kidnap people and then take them to
other places.
Was that one country that I always associate?
Belarus.
Oh, I almost had it. You were so close.
Oh, is it with a B?
Prague.
Prague? Yeah. Oh.
For whatever reason. Like I think it's because of the movie.
Taken.
Yeah. But yeah. Also, I'm pretty sure that's really real.
No, yeah. Prague. Like Prague shit like that. Issue. Yeah, it's like known for that.
But I just also know that like our local airport is like a hub for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. What does human trafficking have to do with asking someone to wipe your ass?
Maybe he made them fly there from another state.
Against their will?
Come wipe my ass!
But he was paying them. Isn't that like unwitting prostitution? and sexual assault. I think this should be sexual assault. He should be listed as a sex offender.
Yes, he should be a sex offender.
He should definitely be a sex offender. I mean, being listed
how old
as a
are these
human
babysitters?
Being listed as a human trafficker also like has to be really bad on your record. But if
human trafficking should go on to like a sex offender registry.
Well, I think human
trafficking
usually
what it's used for.
If you get charged with human trafficking, I feel like you should be in jail for a decent amount of time.
There's like totally places where I found out that like there's totally still slaves in America where people get people trafficked and then they're like, "You mow my lawn now forever."
Oh yeah. Yeah, you were telling me about
that. You work in the kitchen now. It wasn't really lawn care because I feel like that's an easier one to get away from. But it was like kitchens.
Because you're outside.
Like restaurants.
Yeah.
You slaves.
Yeah, I mean, so I just feel like human trafficking, one, you should definitely get prison time for. It's just terrible, terrible crime.
57 years per human
trafficking.
But I don't understand where his human trafficking is.
I don't get how he's human trafficking. It's not talking about their transport. I feel like he's doing this at a local grocery store. He's just going to a grocery store. And he's
going up to like a job board and be like, "Ooh, babysitter." Yeah,
he's like pulling one of those fucking like call this for a babysitter, and he's just like, "Wipe my ass."
See though, if you do that though, then this gets are these children? Because like one, I always think of 12-year-olds when I think babysitters.
I usually think of like 15 to like 18-year-olds that are just back from college or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's what I think of. I think of, like most babysitters are anywhere from, like, 14, 15 to, like, 18. Once you get past that, it's like you're, like, a nanny then. You're not a babysitter anymore. Like, you're a professional nanny. You're a professional caretaker. So I think this guy is a piece of shit. Like, I'm totally for charging him with some bad stuff. But I need, like, a definition of like what human trafficking is, so I can
You're staring at a computer. If you type in what is
you have one in front of you.
Trafficking. So do you?
Why can't I spell?
Because you're a bitch.
What is human trafficking?
Signs of human trafficking.
This says sex trafficking.
Stop PA trafficking.
The use. Okay, here. It makes sense. Human trafficking involves the use of force, fraud, or coercion to obtain some type of labor or commercial sex act. Makes sense now. Now it makes sense.
I want to commercialize sex.
What? Traffickers use force, fraud, or coercion to lure their victims and force them into labor and commercial sexual exploitation. Okay, so forced, unwitting prostitution is not a real charge.
But being
human trafficking is the charge.
Frauded into human trafficking.
So if you get tricked into sex or a sexual type act or just labor, hard labor, if you get tricked into cooking or mowing a lawn or building a house or digging trenches, packaging drugs.
Did you know
that's human trafficking?
The average age of registered victims of trafficking is 27.
27? Well, that's when you
half of all victims are between the age of 19 and 33.
Well, that's because that's the time when you're kind of young and dumb and you're kind of like
there's
naive.
There's a slight spike in age at 0 to 1 years of age. That's disgusting.
That's fucking terrible. But like there,
that's because of the number of children who were born into
you can't fucking fight that. But if you were born into
I made this baby
that's what
to
it
sell
is.
It.
Yeah, but I mean, I think between 19 and 33 is when you're like, I know what I'm doing. I can figure things out myself. I totally got this.
I'm going to traffic you.
I'm not 33. I'm older than that.
I'm 33. Don't traffic me, Jared. No.
You're going to get so Jared's trafficked.
Jared's trafficking.
Kyle's going to be washing my dishes. I'll be like, traffic.
You did human traffic me. You coerced me with your shaky arm to mount your TV twice.
Do I actually have a shaky arm?
I don't know. You shake it. The doctor says all in your head.
No. One doctor said that it could continue even after being fixed because of that.
They said you only had like 27% nerve damage and that was totally normal.
So I did not traffic you. I just asked you to do me a favor.
You trafficked
twice.
You trafficked me. You convinced me to do it because you were weak.
What? You That's made me not do it. Coercion or fraud.
You tried to make me do it a third time, but it turned out your one ball's made out of metal.
And then I tried to do it, so...
There's three different people that tried to do that one, and then we found out the wall was metal.
But you know what? I did not use force. I did not use fraud. And I did not coerce you. You coerced
me.
No, I did not.
I said, no, I'm not mounting your TV again. At least the second time.
And then I said, please. And then you were like, I hate you. You were
like, I'm a pizza. And I don't think you did.
I never offered pizza. Never offered pizza.
I offered tacos. Give me no tacos.
I don't have any money. You want me to buy you tacos with money I don't have? Is that how this is? This is going to a weird place. We should probably end here.
Sex and human traffickers get their victims through the use of physical force, threats, psychological manipulation, and other tactics. Other tactics is such a broad term. That's like saying natural flavors. It can mean anything.
You can't just say things like that when you're talking about human trafficking and sex trafficking. You can't say natural flavors. You can't say the things people use are like natural flavors.
I'm saying the use of
artificial
the term,
sweeteners.
The term other tactics is equivalent to natural flavors in that it's a generic term that can mean anything.
It's totally true. It's totally, totally true.
That's the natural flavor of aluminum we've added to this.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
It's in a can. It's going to have it.
It is. It is going to have it. I'm gonna end the show now. This is getting weird.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to another episode of the Rum Runners Podcast.
Which you can find anywhere that you get your podcasts. Also,
I'm Kyle.
And you can check Kyle out on our website.
Why don't you do this anymore? Remember when I used to do this and we would introduce ourselves 9 times after the show ended and you would just keep doing it because I kept getting you to?
Yeah, well, because sometimes, because you're trying to get me to do labor through coercion. You're trying to traffic me, Kyle. I refuse to be trafficked.
You should make jokes about human trafficking, Jared.
You should make jokes about human trafficking, Kyle.
I was human trafficked by you. You're making jokes about it.
You're trying to human traffic me live on air.
You're making jokes.
You're
about
making
something
jokes.
Terrible.
You can find us on our website.
RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com.
Yes. You can follow us on Facebook at Rum Runners or on Instagram at Rum Runners or on Twitter at Rum Pod.
With links from RumRunnersPodcast.com.
Yes.
Wait, that's not what it's called. RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com.
There you go. You can also follow our Facebook group, Rum Runners Podcast Network. Definitely do that because we got a whole bunch of stuff
Facebook.com/RumRunnersPodcastNetwork. That's not accurate.
I don't know what
it is. It's a bunch of numbers.
We also partner with Times Live Radio Studios. You can follow them on Facebook on their Facebook group. We're going to have a lot more shows coming out. If you have a podcast and you'd like to join the Rum Runners family, we will not traffic anybody. We will actually...
rumrunners@gmail.com.
Yeah, we will totally help
also,
you out.
We're going to add a link to RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com.
And you'll be able to do it from there shortly.
RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com.
I don't think anybody's going to forget our website at this point. This is actually effective. What is it again?
RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com.
What's the best website in the world?
RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com.
Where can you get all your porn?
RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com and Pornhub. Pornhub/RumRunnersPodcastNetwork. We're going to have porn podcasts. Or Jared's gonna review porn.
Thanks for stopping by, everybody. Don't ask people to wipe your ass. Why are you? What are you like winding up for?
RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com.